back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. Having a lot of fun with Eric the Tech during the break. We were talking about a number of things. Thanks, Randy, for the picture. For those who listen to my diatribe on the electoral process issue, it was kind of funny because I know I as soon as I saw who was from, I knew who was from. I met you in Dallas. I remember that, and I got a picture. Thanks, Randy, for the picture. Appreciate that. But in this, you know what? It's always good though, and I think of this all of the time. It's always good. We need to keep each other on track, I believe. So, if there is something that that we kind of get off the rails, if we're off the rails on something, you know, we always, at least I do, I appreciate somebody bumping me back up onto the rails or saying, wait a minute, I think you're wrong on this and here's why. And that's, I'll listen to that as opposed to, you know, USOBU, you know. Anyway, which we get plenty of those too. Have you done it yet, folks? Have you pulled the trigger on this generation, a series of novels? If you haven't done so, you got to do so. T.C. Joseph, written a great series of novels. Go to Amazon. This generation series of novels on Amazon. I'm digging around here. Let me show you this. Say what? Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I expect it to be. That's why I'm doing this. This is the third book, Penance. Folks, if you can see this, if you're watching this, if you're listening to this, I'll just describe it for you. This is the third book in a series. It's called Penance. And I'll tell you something. This is a fantastic book. This is the third in a series of novels by an amazing writer, T.C. Joseph. I love his witty style, the character development on this. He takes you through the lives of three families, into the lives of three families where the conspiracy theories that we talk about and Bible prophecies collide. His novels move through recent history into the just over the horizon stuff. And he's got a witty style about him, the fascinating character development. He's praised heavily. Kirkus Reviews states that readers of End Times fiction will be hard pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Just extremely readable and fast paced, which it is, what these books are. And Blue Ink Reviews, again, lauding him and saying that absolutely riveting with reference to his series. Folks, get your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series on Amazon.com today. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And instead of me saying Book 3 coming out soon, here it is. Book 3 is out. It's called Penance. And yes, this is a great book. And you know what? You can give these books to people who are not yet awake, who don't want to read about the embassy being moved to Jerusalem, for example. Instead, they want to read a novel or novels. Give this set to someone who's not a believer and use it as a tool. ThisGenerationSeries.com. ThisGenerationSeries.com. Now, we have with us Doc Marquis, who I had spoken with a couple of times and over the last couple of days. And don't forget, we last week or the week of the election, he said, I've got something that you're not going to believe. Okay. How many times have we all heard that before? So, and I've never doubted Doc in terms of his investigative prowess and his abilities and such. So I became pretty interested. And then he sent me a couple of images. And I looked at the images and I wasn't quite sure what I was looking at. You know, you've all been there, right? And then he started explaining what I was looking at, and then it kind of all clicked for me. And then he sent us this DVD, There Were Giants on the Earth, Part 3. It's in the Bible series, all right? This is part of a series. I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to tell you without getting yelled at by Doc, okay? Because he'll yell at me, and I don't like that. I cry. I'll have to find my safe space, maybe like at Yale or someplace. And or run to someone with a safety pin or a diaper pin on their head or whatever, and ask for my pacifier and blanket, because you know I'm hurt. But seriously, he's done some amazing work in this 25 years, 2.5 decades. This is the point in his research, after 25 years of research, this is the aha moment, and he's going to share it with all of us. Doc Marquis, welcome to the Hagmann Report. Doc, are you there?
Yes. Doug.
Hi, Doc. How you doing, brother?
Oh, thank goodness. I was wondering if Eric Tech didn't connect all the wires.
No, you know, you had him. Look, you had him crawling around today and doing all sorts of gymnastics. Because what we've done, folks, is for those watching live on YouTube, we've brought the evidence, or we've brought Doc's evidence to display to you on YouTube here, live and by archive. So this is kind of exciting. So yeah, so you put Eric to work today, or I did, and he's managed to bring up to my right. We've got the DVD queued up. He's got the images, and we're ready to rock and roll. So tell us what you got, brother.
Okay, well, while I explain this to you, Eric, if you're listening, please set the DVD disc. You should have the same timer I do. Set it to 15 minutes and 13 seconds exactly, okay?
Put the gun down, Eric. No, 15, 13. Okay, 15, 13.
You're right.
All right.
Now,
all right.
Basically, going back with what you were saying, I have been working, more than 25 years now on a five-part thesis. And that thesis basically consists of this. Wherever you hear of cultural stories of giants, you'll find archaeological evidence, such as, like axes and hand tools and things like that, that only a giant could possibly wield. I'm talking about, and you can see these tools and such that I'll be describing, ladies and gentlemen, on that DVD called There Were Giants in the Earth. Some of those double-headed axes are 10 to 12 feet in height. Now, what normal mortal being would create such an object that no mortal being could possibly lift? It wouldn't
make
sense.
My ex-mother-in-law. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not going to go there. That's your business. And, where you find this archaeological evidence, you'll find stone circles. Where you find stone circles, you'll find demonic activity. And where you find demonic activity, and this is the fifth part, I had been waiting, I don't know how many decades to finally prove, because I'd seen all this when I was in the Illuminati. But I'm going to show you this fifth part. Eric, are you at that 50-minute and 13-second mark?
We're just a little bit behind, but...
Okay, we're just a little bit behind that 13-second mark.
Well, yeah, we're kind of froze up right now. And we're going to reboot.
Okay.
We're going to reboot the device that is actually... This is our first time doing this, Doc, so...
Right. Now, I understand. So there could be some snags. So whenever you're ready, Eric, just give Doug the signal, please, because I'm going to show you folks the evidence of the fifth part of my thesis I've been hunting down for, as I said, over 25 years now. The rest of it was, at least for me, easy enough to do because of everything I learned in the Illuminati. But trying to find this fifth final piece of the puzzle, as I said, it took me 25 years, but God be praised, we finally got it to prove to everyone what is really out there.
Okay, and again, this is something that just to drive this home, folks, 25 years of research, and I know what it's like to research something for forever. I mean, I've got a murder investigation that has gone unsolved my entire career as an investigator. And so when you get that aha moment, and as Doc is providing right now or about to provide, this is a fabulous, this is fantastic. So, okay. And others before you, Doc, and, within your circle.
My field?
Your peers, right? Your circle.
Yeah.
They have come, obviously come to the same, similar conclusions. They found the same artifacts and such. And, but this is all being hidden, in history. Okay. Now we're at the 1513 mark.
Okay. So, what I want you to do, Eric, just let the film roll till you get to 50 minutes and 35 seconds. At that point, just pause it.
Okay.
Let everyone see this. Is it rolling? Is it rolling?
Okay. Not yet. I'll tell you when, Doc. It's what we're trying to do is actually make this into a full screen. So it's now it's going to be me and that screen. So yes, is it rolling? I'll tell you when. And it is. Here we go.
Okay.
I don't know if you can hear that audio.
Bark?
Yes.
Is the dog barking in the background?
Yes.
Something's happening. Just keep watching. Look toward that steel circle you see in the picture and look towards the 3 o'clock position. Pause it.
Okay.
Did you see that?
That was weird. Oh, wait a second. That almost... Doc, did somebody just come out of the ground?
Nope. Out of thin air. Now, if you can help it, Eric, move it up to 51 minutes and 17 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to have to write this down. 51:17, okay.
Yeah, you can do it more or less.
All right. Boy, that was weird. Folks, I don't know whether you saw this. I'm sure you did.
Don't worry, we'll be going over it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Stand by.
Okay.
We're slowly... If you're close, Eric, you can go, just go ahead and let it play.
Right. So long as it's within the 51 minutes and 17 seconds, more or less, we'll be fine.
All right. Here we go. Here we go, Doc.
Okay. Now pause it immediately. Pause it. Okay. Now, you should see a different picture, right?
We still have the same circle, the same dark shadow.
Oh, okay,
we have
let it run for a couple of seconds until you see a different photo.
All right.
A different part of this
location. There it is. Okay. All right.
Okay,
stopped it. Yep.
Now, look to your far left, and you'll see a truck around the middle. It looks like a Jeep towards your left-hand side of the screen.
In the foreground, perhaps, or are you looking at...
Okay, this should be a different picture now we're looking
right.
at, right?
It's kind of, it has a reddish tint to it, I guess, or is that
right.
me?
Now,
okay.
Look to all the way to your left,
yep.
and you'll around the middle, and you'll see what looks like a Ford Jeep or a truck, something like that.
Oh, I see it. Okay, I got it. Okay, yep,
right.
yep.
Now, look towards the front of it, where the hood would be.
Right.
Okay, now look up for about an inch and a half or 2 inches and wait for it, okay?
All right.
Okay, tell them to play the film footage, please.
Sure, go ahead. All right,
did
now
you see
we
it?
we faded to black, yes.
Okay, pause it.
Okay.
Did you see what that was?
Saw it, don't know what it is.
Okay, well, we're going to get into this a little more. Eric, bring it up to 51:46, please.
Okay. Let's talk amongst you and I as he does that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Something's going on here, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Have you even got a clue yet as to what you're looking at?
Well, it wouldn't be fair for me to answer that question. I didn't before I spoke to you, either last night or this morning. I think it was this or today.
Well, I didn't tell you what it was. I never told you what it was. I was going to leave that until you saw these things for yourself.
Okay. I'm thinking, okay, if you want to, if you're looking to ask me what that was.
I'm asking everyone. Type in your responses right now to Doug. Let him read them off as he's pontificating on what he believes he saw.
Okay. Let me, actually, I'm getting some messages here. Portal, a number of times, portal, looks like an opening, looks like an electrical charge, look like, okay,
well, I'll tell you this much, because of my Illuminati background, I knew what it was immediately.
Okay.
Now, are we at the 5146 mark yet?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Now, hold on a second. Eric's kind of getting repositioned here. Okay.
Okay. While Eric's getting it repositioned, let me say, when it gets to 5222, pause the film, okay?
All right.
That's 5222, pause the film.
Okay, we'll pause it at 5222 when it starts.
No. It starts at 5146.
Right.
And pause it when it reaches 5222.
Okay. By the way, we just had gone through that.
Can you see it?
I'm not sure of the timing yet. Eric will tell me. Eric will tell us. Okay, are we? Is that where we're supposed to be?
Okay. At 5146.
We're at 5146.
Right. And let it run all the way through till 5222.
Okay, I'm sorry. We did. We already did that. Now we're at 5222. Stopped. So, frozen.
No.
Go back.
You need to be. You need to begin this next section. It's the same thing. Just start it at 5146.
Okay.
And then let it pause at 5222.
I'm sorry, Doc. We just did that, so it's paused at 5222. I'm sorry. That was my fault.
Okay. Did you already see it?
Yes.
You saw it from the beginning, and did you see the zoom-in pictures also?
Yes. You had 160 and 141%
okay,
zoom.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Still, any questions, any guesses on what you're looking at?
Let me go over here. Actually, I've got, my goodness, I've got emails, and I've got some sort of gate, some sort of...
Let's okay.
See, we got.
Okay, Eric. While he's doing that, bring the film up to 5252.
5252.
Yep, and let it pause at 5409.
5409. Okay.
Yeah.
So for folks listening on Global Star in that venue, what we're looking at, Doc, you want to. Tell the radio or tell people where this is, or is this too early yet?
No. I can't tell anyone where this footage was taken from because it's right where I've been doing my field work, and I don't want people just to go out on that area because you have to know. Well, let's put it this way. You have to have a good amount of survival training in areas like this. And second, I don't want anyone to contaminate the area.
Gotcha. And I understand that. And what we saw already, to me, was an amazing thing. It looked as if, to me, it looked as if someone, here's what it looks to me. It looks like this is surveillance videotape. It's a surveillance video. Okay,
it is.
On an area that has, within the area, it has vehicles and, like, when I say vehicles, a couple of construction vehicles, but it's kind of it's got a dirt, what is it? Dirt ground, or just ground, It's got some sort of a circle, maybe a man-made circle. I don't know what that would be, but
neither do I.
Okay, but nonetheless, near that circle, what I witnessed, and this is what I would describe it if I was talking to a police officer or in court, it would appear that there was a shadow on the ground, certainly not made by anything that was visible, and from that shadow.
Very interesting you said shadow, because you said on the ground, but it wasn't on the ground. It was standing up.
Okay.
Yeah, let's take a look at that again. If you've got it set, Eric, roll the film again at 5252, please, and stop it at 5409.
Okay, 52.
Or pause it, I should say.
5254. Right. All right, folks. And this is from the DVD, There Were Giants in the Earth. So,
yes.
And you can get this, folks. And I would urge everyone to get this at Doc Marquis' website. It's a God Thing Production, 777.com. All right, here it is.
Here we go. Okay, we're back to that big steel circle, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, keep watching at the 3 o'clock position. And once the timer hits 24, it's going to appear again.
Oh, no, that's too weird. That is just way too weird.
Gotta keep rolling till 5409. Remember, you're going to look towards your left-hand side at the truck and look above the truck's hood.
All right.
He's just about there.
Okay, now that's pretty bizarre. Now that's just...
Right. Pause it at 5409.
We need purple sticks, man. I mean, seriously. Did you guys see that? I know, folks, it might be a little bit difficult to see. But you had to see it. If you're watching YouTube, you had to see it on our monitor. I just want to say this, but folks, by the way, this is our first time out on doing something like this. We're going to be improving on this, but nonetheless, you had to see that. You had to see it. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, as I was saying, I purposely showed this 3 times. Now, let me say a couple things before we go on. First of all, the footage, ladies and gentlemen, and as I said, I know what I'm looking at. I sent the actual footage, the surveillance camera disc. I sent them out not just once, but twice, and had them authenticated. I knew this would be a hot topic. And I knew that there'd be a lot of naysayers. And every single time I sent it out, it came back. And each time, the companies went down to the fifth level, to the infrared level, and even checked the pixelation to make sure nothing was tampered with. And both certificates will clearly point out, just to paraphrase it all, it is what it is. Now, that being said, we are going to go over this. We're going to be looking at this footage frame by frame. But what you folks just witnessed, the first one is an actual demonic manifestation. And it's the same thing with the second one. It has never been recorded on film. These are genuine demonic manifestations. And I'm going to teach you, as we go through these frame by frame by frame, I'm going to show you so you can tell from here on in what is a genuine demonic manifestation and what is not. There are certain characteristics in any demonic manifestations, and I learned all this in the Illuminati, that will always be there.
Okay.
So that being said, Eric, if you would please bring it up to the 55 minute and 50 second section. You know, 55 minutes and 50 seconds.
Okay. While he's doing that, hang on a second, Doc. While he's doing that, again, I want to remind people, Doc Marquis is our guest. The DVD, which this is originating from, is There Were Giants in the Earth. Okay, and I would urge everyone to grab, to buy this. It's a God Things production, 777, because
you'll see.
This is the subject, of course, of what you're seeing here. We're doing our best to present this. Go ahead, Doc. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Doc, we got about a minute left before break, so you want to just wait? Why don't we wait until after the break to run
just
that?
Just set it to 55.50.
Okay, it's set at 55.50.
Okay, and you can see that big ring, right?
Yes, sir. And that ring looks like almost like a campfire would be. Picture a campfire for those listening on radio.
Never knew what it was. It looks like some type of piece of instrument to a big, steel tube or something. I never could figure it out.
Yeah, but I mean, it looks like there's a depression in the ground. It looks, I don't know, but it's picture like what struck me is it would be like a campfire, but it's not, it has no evidence of fire inside. It's just kind of like a ring.
Right. Yeah, I can tell you now, it's not a Stargate.
Man, I'll tell you something. But what I saw there just freaked me out. Folks, if you're listening to this via Globalstar or BTR, you can go to our HagmanandHagman.com, check out the video on our YouTube. And again, this is from Doc Marquis' website, or his DVD series, There Were Giants in the Earth. Go to It's a God Things Production 777. It's from the part 3 in It's a God, or It's in the Bible series. Folks, we're
right
back.
It's only one thing, but that's 3 in the whole of the series. You know, there's not a part 2 or part 3. It just happened to be DVD number 3.
Got it. All right. Stay right where you're at, folks. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Our guest tonight, Doc Marquis. It's a God Things Productions 777, dropping in to talk about his series. Now, this DVD is number 3, in part 3, in It's in the Bible series, all right? Specifically, we are taking images, with his permission, from There Were Giants in the Earth, and inside this box that I'm holding. There's 2 DVDs inside this box. Now, I'm going to tell you something, okay? This series, it complements the research of other researchers, but it also offers something I've never seen before. You just saw it, if you're watching it on YouTube, on the monitor. Now, let me just give you a little bit of a... I just want to say one thing about this. Folks, we are streaming out to 3 different networks, okay? 1 video, 2 additional audio. So we're streaming out 3 audio streams in 1 video stream. The 1 video and audio stream to YouTube Live is synced, but we've got to sync the others up as well. Now, the reason I said all of that is to say this. Okay, you might, and I know there are junior technicians out there saying, well, you should be able to do a better job than that. Folks, you have to understand the complexity of streaming 3 live streams out, okay, because we don't pre-record anything. That's number 1. Number 2, our equipment, we're pushing our equipment to 100% of its capabilities, all right? So, I'm not making excuses, I'm just telling you why. We're having a little bit of difficulty here, and plus we've never done this in this fashion before. So, I gotta tell you right now, people in the UK are watching this, people in Europe are watching this, in South and Central America, as well as all across the United States. So having said all of that, yes, it is a big deal. It's not something that, this is not something you cook up in your mother's basement unless you're, child prodigy, apparently, but even at that, our equipment is at 100%. All of our equipment's at 100%. So this is why also when we ask for your support and we get your support, we put it right back into equipment. We couldn't even do this 6 months ago were it not for you. All right. So, So anyway, we're getting, I'm kind of a little bit, Doc, I'm a little bit stalling here only because we're trying to resurrect the video, which almost burned up one of our equipments here, or one of our pieces of equipment. So we're getting back to the 55-50 mark, I believe, or whatever you said, Eric, he's got that. So, we're getting
right. Just let me know when he's ready, because let me fill in some of the blanks here while we're waiting. Okay.
All right.
What sure. We're looking at right now is the result of something that began during the right before and after the days of Noah. You'll find this in Genesis chapter 6, where we first find out about the fallen angels that mated with female human beings and started the races of giants. Well, it was because their fathers or their sires told them to do this, that ancient stone circles, such as Stonehenge, Avesbury Henge in England, the ones in ancient Persia known as Göbekli Tepe or Nevali Kore, and there's others you can find in Russia, Sweden, Portugal, you know, these stone circles and such. Those giants were ordered by their sires to build those ancient stone circles. And, How's Eric doing?
We're good now, sir. We are good now.
Okay. So let me just finish this. The reason they had those stone circles built was because they knew what was coming. They knew God was going to destroy the earth, and eventually, even after the flood, if you remember, the ancient giants were hunted down, but it's the demons themselves that really wanted those stone circles built. And if you notice, they remained. Most of them are in the 5,000-year-old range. The reason they wanted them built was because the demons knew God was going to put his foot down, when the flood hit. Mm-hmm. But this was actually, believe it or not, shall we say, like, if we use a computer term, like a back door way of coming back on the earth. You see, remember, stone circles originally, and let's use Stonehenge for examples. There were three main reasons for their creation, archaeologists believe. One was because they were centers of religious service, which is true. I mean, in England, that would have been the Druids. They were also used for astrological observatories, and they were also the places where the rites of human sacrifice were being performed. These sacrifices at those stone circles were used to summon up demons. That was the purpose. And if people don't want, I want to take my word for it, archaeologists, I'm sure you can find this on the net, archaeologists have unearthed under Stonehenge alone more than 4,000 human skeletal remains. And they could tell by the remains of the skull casts that they were used as sacrifices. And that stone circle at Stonehenge, that's a small stone circle. The one in Avesbury Henge is more than a mile in circumference. So you can imagine how many human sacrifices are underneath that one. Now,
okay.
The hidden reason,
wow,
the big reason for those stone circles being created was so that the demons could once again be summoned. Remember, they were confined to the earth. They're no longer allowed to roam like they used to. However, with the stone circle, someone who knows what they're doing when it comes to high ceremonial magic can summon them back.
Okay. When you say summon them back,
yeah, because
in other words, through an invisible gateway or
it depends, and that's what we're going to go through now. If it's a second dimensional demon, it doesn't need a portal or a gateway. It's properly known as an interdimensional portal. But if it's a third dimensional, if it's a fourth dimensional demon trying to take on a physical third dimensional form, it will need a portal to come through. And there was one that most people did not see in the second manifestation. And we'll get to that, okay?
All right. All right.
So what we're going to do, just stop the DVD and keep the volume off. Just turn the volume off so everyone can hear what I'm saying as we go through this frame by frame. We'll be stopping, Eric, at the 58 minute and 13 second mark, okay?
You know, Doc, Eric's going to demand overtime. All right. Or time and a half for this. Okay. Here it goes.
Okay. Let me know when it starts.
It started.
Okay. Now, if you notice that this first frame, this was the original frame we looked at, and you should be able to see a red circle.
Roger that.
Right. That's where the demon appeared, okay? Now.
Yeah, I'll second that. Yeah. That was freaky.
Okay, now, and this is going to be at the 3 o'clock position, so let's just keep watching. And you'll see that here there still is nothing. But in the red circle, you can see something is beginning to manifest, correct?
That is correct, yep.
Okay. Now, as the film keeps going, you'll see that there is something beginning to really show now, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And you can see it better in the red circle?
Yep. It looks like an Olympic gymnast almost. Yep.
Right. And there it is. That is what's known as a shadow man. That's a demon that's hunched over right now. And if you look towards its rear, there really is a little tail there. Can you see it?
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, in this next frame, as that begins to fade out, you see the demon quickly turn around and leave, correct?
Hightails it out of there, yep.
Yep, and it'll be more apparent once you see it in the red circle. This way, when you look at it normally, you can see there's a head, it's back, and what are its arms?
Right.
It's in a running position, and you can see in this next frame, it's beginning to quickly fade away, correct?
Yes, sir.
And in the red circle, it should be quite obvious that the demon is fading away.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay.
Now, the red circle is added to, obviously, is the visual aid, folks, so, I mean, go ahead. All right.
And at this next frame, you can see that the demon has completely vanished. Okay,
correct.
Now pause it now, please.
Paused.
Okay. Now, again, yes, those red circles are there to help the person center on the image in case they're having difficulty seeing it or finding it.
Okay. You want the image... say that again. Did you catch that, Eric? Okay, so Doc, say that one more time for Eric's sake.
Oh, the reason I have the red circles put in every other frame is because a lot of people sometimes can't see the image or can't find it, so it's there to make it easy for the person to locate them.
Got it. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, folks, what we have, or Doc, what we have on the screen right now is the image... just to really drive this home, the image in full form encircled in red. Just so you know, that's where we have it right at this moment.
Right, and you should be able to see where the demon has all vanished, correct?
Well, yes. Now we can advance it there to, you know.
Oh, yeah, that would be at the 58 minute and 13 second mark.
Right.
Yeah. At that point, that demon has completely turned around and left.
Yes, gonzo. Yep, gone.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do... hold on one second. Let me just check something. I want to make sure I have this set right. You see, there's a couple things I do want to explain, you know, to everyone about what they just saw, because it's going to be very critical to your understanding as far as what is and what isn't a real demon. Because we see a lot of people nowadays, let's be honest, especially when you're on the net, they will say, well, this is a demonic event, or this is a demonic creature. And quite honestly, and I'm putting this as nicely as possible, those people are just trying to pull the wool over someone's eyes, as far as I'm concerned. Because I have examined more footage of what people have sent me and what others have put on the net while they're claiming that, you know, such and such is, you know, is a demon of some sort. And it really isn't. You know, but unfortunately, too many Christians just don't know what really makes, you know, something that's real or isn't when it comes, you know, to demonic manifestations or sometimes possession. You see what I'm saying here?
Yeah, well, let me tell you something, Doc. If I saw that in real life, in person, demon or not, I'd be the hell out of there. Literally.
You don't have to. You don't okay. have to. Now, right. Eric, if you can hear me, let's bring this up to the 59-minute and 30-second mark.
5930 mark. Stand by.
Right.
All right. We're getting there.
Okay.
All right.
But
yeah, I'm telling you, that is some freaky stuff, Doc.
Well, as I said, I've been trying to prove to everyone, the fifth part of my thesis is wherever there's stone circles, you'll find demonic activity.
I love Karen. You know, you're talking about stone circles. I love Karen, who said the moral of the story is if you see a red circle, then you know you're in trouble. God bless you, Karen. A little levity there. But
she's at
yeah.
a stoplight.
Okay. You know, Doc, I think it might be important to restate the five. You said there are five areas or five things.
There was 5 points in my thesis. Where
right.
you find,
yeah.
where you hear cultural stories of giants, you'll find archaeological evidence. Where you
right.
find the archaeological evidence, you'll find the stone circles. Where you find the stone circles, you'll find demonic activity. And where you find demonic activity, you'll find demonic manifestations.
Wow.
And this is the fifth part. You see, all this is a big circle, literally speaking. Because, you see, the stone circles were made because the demons were going to be banished by God once the flood had happened. And now that the stone circles had been built, and the people, those occult people, had learned how to summon them, the demons are being summoned back through these stone circles. It's been going on for thousands of years now.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
people just weren't aware of the major reason why these portals, why these circles were made, was so that the demons, through the correct rituals, could be summoned through the dimensions.
But, okay, now this question is from me.
Okay.
Knowing the flood was coming, you said, if I heard you correctly, knowing the flood was coming, they built these circles. Is that what you said?
They had their children, the giants,
right.
Build these circles for the sake of being able to summon them in the future.
Okay, all right. Because I was going to ask how that tied it. Okay, so that was their motive or their purpose of these circles. Okay, got it. Got it. Okay.
That's the ultimate reason for their creation, so they could once again be summoned, but down the road.
All right. All right. If they made them out of newspapers, then it wouldn't work. So, all right. Got it. Okay.
Okay. So, are we at 59:30 yet?
We're at 59:30. I got two thumbs up from Eric, and
okay.
No, that wasn't necessary, Eric.
Okay. Well, no. Eric have his fun.
Do you want audio with that, Doc?
No. It won't be necessary.
Okay, no. All right.
Now, I take it you're looking at that demon again, the first manifestation.
Yes.
Okay. Now, look at the objects around it. Do you see the truck in the forefront?
Yes.
Or whatever that is in the forefront?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see that truck off in the distance towards the right a little?
I do. We do. Yes.
Okay. Now, can you see that, what looks like a soccer ball somewhere in the middle?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. I want you to look at this picture for a second. Look at those objects carefully. Compare it to that shadow man and try to tell me what's wrong with the shadow man. Those objects have something the shadow man doesn't.
A shadow.
A shadow. Exactly. You see, as I said, this is a two-dimensional demon. Anyone who knows anything about quantum physics or mechanics can tell you a two-dimensional object is infinitely thin and cannot cast a shadow. It has height, it has width, but it has no depth in order to cast a shadow. That is a surefire sign of a demonic manifestation, among other things.
Huh. All right.
Yeah. Take a good look. It's casting no shadow.
Right.
Yeah. And that shadow seems to be right below its feet, that's part of the steel ring. It's always been there. You just didn't notice it in the beginning.
All right.
But if you notice, that's the right-hand shadow that all those objects are casting because of the way the security cameras are and the lighting. And if you notice, there's no shadow coming from that demon.
Very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The way the lights are, obviously the shadow would appear to the right of the image. I mean, look at the or to the right and towards the front of the picture. So, yeah, there's no shadow, visible shadow, no. Not even a little bit. Okay.
No. And you see, because it is two-dimensional, it does not need to go through an interdimensional portal. You see, interdimensional portals are three-dimensional objects. This is a two-dimensional object or being. It slips in between the dimensions. That's how it gets from point A to point B.
Okay.
Right.
Interdimensional beings slip through. Say that again.
This second dimensional being.
Second dimensional beings, okay.
Right. Does not need an interdimensional portal, which is a third dimensional object, because it, the demon, is not a third dimensional creature. It is a second dimensional creature, so it doesn't need a third dimensional means to get here.
Right.
It slips in between the dimensions. Now, this one in particular wasn't even supposed to be here. I can't prove this, but I think what happened is it undershot its mark, because if you notice, as quick as it manifested, it turned around and got out of here.
That's an interesting statement. Yes, it was not supposed to be here.
Demons, I don't care what their physical makeup, if you want to call it that, you know, be it second or fourth dimension, they're not supposed to be here. And there's a universal constant that God instilled in creation that automatically kicks a demon out if it hasn't been summoned, or if it's not possessing someone. It is automatically thrown out.
So he just like a typical guy didn't follow his wife's directions and ended up here or something, right? I mean, so he was not supposed to be here, is what you're saying.
And now interesting enough, it looks like it took a long time when the demon was here for it to manifest and leave. The footage, if we look at the timing of the footage, everything happened in 1 second.
Okay.
That's how fast this event occurred. It manifested, it didn't belong here, it turned, it left. That's what happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Which, when you kind of take a step back mentally and think about everything, what you said, it does make sense. I understand that. Okay. And all right.
Okay. Now, Eric, if you would, let's bring this up to the 1 minute, I mean, excuse me, 1 hour, 4 minutes, and 21 seconds. So that's 1 minute, I mean, excuse me, 1 hour, 4 minutes, and 21 seconds. You'll know we're at the right spot when we get to that other picture, remember, with the second demonic manifestation, and it looks like it's orangish on the ground. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, we're working toward 10421. Stand by.
Right.
All right. Okay.
We're going to examine the second demonic manifestation, and you're going to learn a whole lot of things here.
All right. And we're about 5 minutes out from the top of the hour on this. Folks, you're listening to Doc Marquis. His website, it's a God Things Productions, plural. It's a God Things Productions, 777.com. And again, we're sourcing the video from the DVD, There Were Giants in the Earth. This is a 2 DVD set, 3 hours long, and it's part 3, and it's in the Bible series. So those people who want to purchase this, and folks, do so. These are going to be going very quickly, so you're going to want to get your order in quickly. Okay, folks, so visit It's a God Things Production, productions777.com, and get your order.
Now, this is Section 8 of the 2 DVDs, Doug. Because
right.
I in this particular two disc set, we went from the very beginning, from the days of Noah, through the creation of the ancient stone circles, and I'll show you everything on the DVD what I'm talking about, because all these things have a connection, and believe it or not, among other things that connect all this together, and this is going to freak some people out, but you'll see a lot of those what are they called, crop formations, you know, those where people's fields are being made into various forms, figures,
crop
shapes.
Circles. Yeah,
right.
Crop circles.
Yeah, but there are a whole bunch of crop circles that people haven't been allowed to see. And when we take a look at them, and I do have them, and you will see them on the DVD, when you look at those crop formations that aren't in the papers or magazines, you'll understand why those crop formations, the ones, let's call them occult crop formations. You'll understand why those particular formations were made only next to the stone circles.
Okay,
yeah.
that's interesting.
Yeah,
wow.
There's a whole series of occult crop formations that are appearing only at these stone circles. And I'll show you the physical evidence. I'll show you the photos. And it's interesting that those formations are all occult symbols. And they're appearing at these occult temples where they're summoning up these demons.
My word. Okay, folks, you're listening to Doc Marquis. We're coming up here to the top of the hour. This is the Hagman and Hagman Report. Folks, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just go to HagmanandHagman.com, pick a venue, of course, YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on our social networking sites, Hagman Report on Facebook, at Hagman Report on Twitter, Douglas Hagman on Twitter as well, myself on Facebook personally. And, of course, Real Tech Eric. Folks, we're going to be back here with Doc Marquis right after this. Stay right where you're at.